workers at the Hagadera Reception Center in Kenya say the number of refugees has increased dramatically since June. Alex Sekai is an emergency response officer.
We used to receive like 300, 400, but now it's beyond 1,200, 1,300. The number is shooting every day and we are expecting more.
The lack of food and water in many parts of Somalia is certainly the main reason so many Somalis are fleeing their homes. But Vincent Kushtel, the regional director for the United Nations Refugee Agency, says fighting and oppression are also causing people to head for the camps.
When you talk to people in Kenya or in Ethiopia, you give them 2 minutes and you ask them, why did you leave? They say because of the famine. Give them 30 minutes. They will tell you oral stories about the sort of repression they were confronted to, local control by Al-Shabaab or other groups.
Kushtel gave a number of examples, including this one.
20 IDP families from Koshkin Basketball Stadium in Belet, that's the Iran region. All the families were evicted from the basketball stadium after they were told to pay a rent by Al-Shabaab. They could not afford paying the rent. They were expelled from that stadium and they decided to move on.
Alan Jury is with the World Food Program. He says the situation is worsening and pleads for better access inside the Horn of Africa nation.
Right now you have a humanitarian emergency across all the areas of the South. You have famine declared in two particular areas, but very honestly, the assessment is, unless there's a rapid assistance and opening up of the country, that anytime within the next 1 to 2 months, virtually all of southern Somalia will have met the criteria for famine.
But Jury cautioned against blaming any specific group.
You need creative ways to deal with local authorities and initiatives, and some of those capacity for local dialogue is not necessarily well served by naming a lot of names and screaming from the top of the podium in the press and the media. It can be counterproductive.
The international agency Oxfam says the international community is failing to keep pace with a crisis that is spiraling out of control. Samhar Araya is the group's Horn of Africa regional policy advisor.
It's a combination of all kinds of things. We've got poverty, we've got a lack of access to food, we've got children who grew up in war, we've got a country without a centralized government, a functioning government that is, you know, facing a series of problems regionally, and we have an international community that has tried to deal with Somalia, but it hasn't been adequate enough.
The United Nations has said 3.7 million Somalis are in need of emergency assistance. It estimates that number of people could rise by 25% if urgent action on all fronts is not taken. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.